36, where they hired a bunch of guys, mm-hmm. including John Pierce, whom you talked to.
Mm-hmm.
37, it was probably a little bit better than 36. 38 was down again.
Mm-hmm.
But 37, I think they hired 120 people, which, since they were hiring all across the country, that was not a great number.
Mm-hmm.
So in the fall of 36, before I graduated, I wrote a letter to Bell Labs, and I told them that I was coming down, I was going to be in that area on Thanksgiving, and could I come in for an interview? I got a nice letter back saying, "We're not hiring until spring, don't bother."
Mm-hmm.
But if you're down here anyway, well, I was down there anyway,
mm-hmm.
catch the door. So I went down and went into the personnel department. They received me very nicely, took me around, and showed me a lot of magic, electronic magic, oscillators. Oh, it just whetted my appetite. You know, I just couldn't wait for graduation so I could get down there and be a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me to write in the spring, and then they would probably have somebody around to interview. I couldn't do anything until spring.
Mm-hmm.
So I waited for spring, and I wrote a letter down. And I wrote that so carefully. It was a masterpiece. Oh, and I typed it, and it was smudged, so I typed it again. I typed it about four times, and then I finally had this perfect. I wasn't a very good typewriter. I had this perfect thing in front of me. And I said, "Now, ship that off. I hope it works." And I looked over here, and here's a copy of the Bell Laboratories record.
Mm.
And I thought, "Gosh, that's strange. They got an extra letter in that word. They've had an O in laboratories."
Mm.
I didn't. Where I grew up was laboratories.
Yeah.
So I retyped the whole darn thing, sent it down. The next week, and on Saturday night, I guess, it was Sunday, I got this telegram saying, "Our interview is going to be on campus on Monday. Be sure to talk to him."
Mm-hmm.
Well, those days, people didn't wear long hair. You know? Mm-hmm. I hadn't had a haircut for probably 4 or 5 months, down around my ears. And there's no barbershop open on Saturday or Sunday in Massachusetts. So I went to a guy in the freshman class who was cutting hair, and for 30 cents, well, he cut my hair. And I told him, "You cut it, but good job, my life depends upon it." And he did, and I made sure I was the first guy in line on Monday morning.
Had
a very nice interview. A fellow named Del Champs, D-E-L-C-H-A-M-P-S. Of course, he's long since gone, but now there's his son, I think, is in Bell Labs. His name is still there. But anyway, we had a very nice interview, and I found it very encouraging. A couple of weeks later, I got an offer of employment in Bell Laboratories.